What is going on, guys, and welcome to another episode of the Anime Boys Podcast, the first episode of 2022.
Let's get it, boy.
It's so wild to, like, I said it last time, it's still just so wild to me to say that, because, like I said, I started this podcast in like 2019. But it's like, it's just wild to me. 2022, we're finally here. How are you guys? How you boys feeling? How was your fucking new year?
Bro, I'm surprised the world didn't blow up. Like, right when the fucking clock struck 12, I'm surprised the world just didn't blow up.
Dude,
I had my fingers crossed, dude, and it didn't happen, so.
I think I was in Missouri New Year's 2012. No. Yes.
God.
Yes. I was around that time when everyone thought the world was going to end in 2012. You know what I mean? That's around the time. So if I survived that, I don't think the world's ever going to end now, personally. A new thing for 2022, though, and it probably won't last. It'll probably be the only episode that's going to happen. I'm not drinking at all right now. I am not having a White Claw, a Truly, nothing. I am having a coffee at fucking...
Same,
though?
Yeah.
I'm doing, my wife and I are doing Sober January, and today was fucking testing me, but so far we're chilling, dude.
Oh, I mean, I'm drinking later. I mean, I'm not going God. Sober. Just add this.
I thought we were talking about, like, resolution.
No. Fuck the resolution. Fuck that shit. No, I mean, I support that. Hell yeah, Jay. That's awesome that you guys are doing that. But me, I'm finally going to go see Spider-Man later. I feel like a terrible Marvel fan. I haven't seen it, and I've already planned to drink before the movie and during the movie, and a lot of times when we do the podcast, I'll have like 3 to 4 white. Not like I'll be on the third one when we're ending.
You're like, I'll have an amount.
Like I'll have one while we're setting up. I'll have one during, and then I'll start another one at the end of it, and I'll drink that after. And then 3. I don't want to be already on a sick one when going to the movie. I want to be on the sick one in the movie. So it's just coffee.
That's fair.
It's just coffee for me now.
Bro, wait, you're telling me you fucking buy alcohol at the movie theater?
No, I'm gonna bring alcohol.
Oh,
I mean,
okay,
you're okay. Now, I hope, bro, I hope to buy it. I just hope Cinemark's listening, but
is it a legit BYOB theater or you're like, you're
no, I'm bringing alcohol into a Cinemark. I really hope Cinemark or AMC. I'm not going to say, actually, you know what? I don't know. I don't know what movie theater I'm going to. That's on Victory Boulevard in North Hollywood and California. Mm-hmm. I don't know what you're going to, but so I'm finally going to see Spider-Man, though. I hadn't seen it, and it came out fucking last year pretty much, and I pretty much got spoiled on TikTok. Like, I've seen the entire movie.
Damn.
And it's not rough. Like, people say that to me. They're like, oh, like, you got spoiled, and I've thrown out this whole, like, oh, I'm getting spoiled thing, because, like, it doesn't upset me anymore. I don't know how you guys feel about it. Like, and I guess that's a good topic we can kind of talk about, like, getting spoiled for, like, your favorite animes or, like, you know, I mean, it's really not hard to get. It's actually can't be spoiled in animes because you read the manga that's been out before.
Bro, I mean, even then.
Depends,
like,
man.
Okay, like, so Jay, you can't even tell him the fucking manga because he's like, wait, I got to read it first.
I'm such a, I need to see it for my own eyes type of bitch. And, like, I'm proud of that. And the less I know about certain things, like, the better. Because I want to be able to, like, experience it for my own opinion. And then I'll consume, like, all the extra media, all the, like, fan theories and shit like that. Yeah. If it's something that I care about, that's how I am. If it's shit that I literally do not give a fuck about, I'm just like, just tell me, dude. Let's go. That'll be the push, like, to get me in.
It's fucking funny because I'm the opposite, bro. Like, I'll be like, just tell me everything. Like, give me the whole fucking backstory, and I'll still make my own opinion about it. Like, at the end,
you have to because the thing is, like, I'll talk about, like, No Way Home, then I'll talk about, like, anime and, like, One Piece, Boruto, which are the two ones that I really do see a lot of these, like, spoilers and theorists come out. So with No Way Home and Marvel, I don't care. Like, I am so deep into, like, reading the productions of movies. If whatever, I'm not going to say it because it's like, hopefully you've seen it, and I just, you know, I'm not the one to tell you. They're in the movie. That's all I'm going to say. If you didn't think it was going to be like that, then I'm sorry. Like, early productions was like, I know they were building the hype up that they weren't. No, they're this. I'm like, no, every sign of production leads to this. So I'm not going to be, like, surprised when I see it. I'm going to be like, hell yeah. You know what I mean? So when I've already seen it on TikTok, when I see it in the actual theater, I'm still going to be like, fuck yeah. You know what I mean? Like, I heard about it, now I'm seeing it. Now, when I'm talking about, like, anime, One Piece and Boruto are the worst at, like, They're not the spoilers, but like they make the wildest fucking theories. Like, and they'll explain, oh, I don't know if this is a stretch or not. And then you read the comments, like, oh, you're fucking stretching. And then you'll see one theory where it's like, oh, that makes a lot of fucking sense. And I imagine all these like big head producers, like Oda from fucking One Piece, Kevin Feige from Marvel, they're sitting there. Like, you ever seen that? What's it called? The Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, where Leonardo DiCaprio is like, he's sitting there in the meme where he's like pointing at the TV and he's like, oh fuck yeah, that like that's what it is. I imagine these big producers sitting there watching these like deep cuts on YouTube and they're like, these motherfuckers figured it out. We haven't
written. I want to know if it's the opposite. I want to know if like Oda and all of them and Kevin Feige and shit are like reading it and they're like, that's a good idea. They're like, bing bong, this is mine. Like,
yeah. Well, and actually,
they're like, hey, congrats, you just wrote the ending.
You just wrote the ending, yeah. But actually, I will say this because I remember now I read this in an interview. Oda, who wrote One Piece, he's actually said he's read a lot of them. And he gets like discouraged on it a little bit when he reads these people go so deep into it because he's like, One Piece is not supposed to be this like huge thing.
Not that deep, bro.
It's supposed to be this.
It's just long.
He's like, you can pick it up anywhere in family and anyone can enjoy it. I'm like, oh, you can't.
But can they?
Yeah, I'm like, yeah, but you've written a lot of things.
That's a stretch, man.
And then he sees them and he's like, it discourages him a little bit because some people apparently have gotten. You could just be saying this. They could have hit it right on the mark, but they're sitting there like, he's like, oh, they are so close. And I'm like, you're just saying that because you know somewhere down the line, someone said it. Someone has said what the ending to your story is going to be. And it sucks. You know what I mean? But it's like, you know, people are talking about it. I don't know. But that's why I don't care about spoilers. I'm always hyped about
Mitchell
it.
Mitchell thinks he is the One Piece.
I already had my One Piece fucking talk. So.
And they know.
Yeah, like, but that was last year, dude. So that wasn't shit. This year.
Yeah.
You haven't had the One Piece talk this year, dude.
I know. I'm saving it for the end because I already said what's going to happen in every episode. And if y'all want to hear it, it's at the end of the episode. We'll wait. I always want to surprise y'all, but I'll ruin the surprise.
I like spoilers, bro. Like,
it's the spoilers, dude.
What do you want me to do, bro? I like spoilers.
Another thing I did in 2022, and I've been saying it for fucking ever. I bought my first manga.
Hey.
I bought my first fucking manga. I mean, I don't know if y'all consider this like.
Is it Food Wars?
No, it's not Food Wars. I want to know if y'all consider this like a manga. I mean, it is a manga, but like if it was a good pickup. Actually, I see a lot of JoJo's. I saw a lot of JoJo's when I was looking, right? I saw a lot of JoJo's. I didn't see a lot of One Piece. Well, I did see a lot of One Piece, but like I didn't see a lot of current stuff. And that's what I want. I want to go and like pick up current shit, but I know it.
You're telling me you don't want volume one, bro? Like from fucking 20 years ago?
No, I don't want that because I want mangas like volume ones of like Naruto, One Piece, Dragon Ball, fucking give me, I'll fucking take Inuyasha, Bleach, I'll take all that shit. But that, I just want the volume ones for the aesthetic, like volume one through 10 just to be on the shelf. But Junji Ito, Deserter. I've heard about this, and the reason I went because Barnes & Noble was doing a fucking awesome sale last week, and they were doing like 15% off, 20% off hard copies, and I was looking for an anime cookbook, which I do want to do an episode on eventually where I just fucking whip it up, you know what I mean? Because I know, Jay, you can cook, so we might have to do back and forth things.
We got to have a shokugeki.
We have to do a Food Wars episode. I just hope it's not like the first episode of Food Wars because that – was garbage.
I'm gonna go to your house and bring the tentacles, bro.
No, Jesus. But yeah, so Junji Ito, my first manga I ever bought. I love the art style. That's what first drew me, and I've always knew that he had great art because I used to go to like when I was shopping at Hot Topic a lot, and I actually bought the shirt last year. I bought like this pullover hoodie with all of his from Uzumaki. It was fucking amazing. Mm-hmm. So reading that book, people were not kidding about the horror. The horror in this book was not, dude. Fucking wild.
Junji Ito is like raw as fuck. Like it's so fucking rad to see like his works like on the shelf and have it be like easily accessible.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Fuck, man. But for horror manga and just for horror stories in general, like Junji Ito, like fucks, dude.
Yeah.
Anything and everything from him is like really good.
I've only ever seen like the art style, but never fucking read anything.
It's 0 to 100. It's zero to 100 real quick. Where almost I was sitting in bed like reading it. It's like on a Monday, fucking raining outside, and I'm like, I'm not supposed to be reading this right now. Like, not like I'm not supposed to, but like it didn't feel like the right time. The right time. I'm like, it's got to be spooky season to read. I don't know.
What is that thing you say that the fucking stars weren't aligned or what the fuck?
Oh, the house of Carflog, you know, was not the house. The moon was not in the house of Carflog. The moon was not in the house of Carflog that night. That was that. I don't know. It was really cool because like I don't read manga and I'm a terrible anime fucking lover because it's like I haven't gotten into it. I haven't found what I want to read yet. And now I felt like it was there. I got it. But like I said, I do want to pick up more. I want current things. I know what we're in the world right now. It's all accessible online. You know, like I can just read chapter 1037 from One Piece. I want to physically go to a store and be like hot off the fucking press. You know what I mean? I know that
you're gonna be on the press
too. Yeah, but speaking of mangas, Jay, you sent something in our group chat earlier. What were you reading? You said you just started this and I saw what it was, but
it fucks, dude. So there's a couple of things that I picked up today, actually. So first and foremost,
where are you picking these things up? First of all, where the fuck?
I got it right here and I'm Jeff Bezos slave, dude.
Oh, there you go.
I pre-ordered this shit when I was talking about it in the last one. It's the Demon Slayer spinoff.
Oh, that's right.
The fire and the water Hashiras. So Giyu and fucking Rengoku. It takes place almost directly after Tanjiro like has his demons. Like basically it takes place right after the first few episodes of Demon Slayer after Giyu runs into Tanjiro. I'm exactly halfway through it. I opened it up and I read halfway. I looked directly into Rengoku's eyes to start his chapter and I had to put it back down, dude. I'm so fucking sad. Like, bro,
I fucking tweeted this shit the other day. I was like, how many fucking times will I have to watch Rengoku die, dude? Like,
every
fucking anime puts it in your fucking face like every second.
Why do that? I mean, I want to continue to hear what else you picked up, but why do that? Like, why make such a bad? I mean, they've done it to us before, but like, I felt like they gave us a lot more time with the character.
I think than that they're did. Just getting you ready for what happens next. Because at this point, I'm not, without spoiling anything, because that's just how I am. It's a reoccurring theme. I'll leave
in
it at
Demon,
that.
In Demon like, Slayer, like, character enters. Demon Slayer,
like, what we see with Rengoku, it's
the iceberg, bro.
Like, reoccurring theme.
I can't find a good comparison. It's like Piccolo. I'm just using this as an example. Like, that's like Piccolo from Dragon Ball coming in two episodes, and then he just dies. You know what I mean? No Dragon Balls, no nothing.
I guess they really want to showcase, like, how strong the upper moon.
Or he could have been too powerful for the verse. You think he could have just been too powerful? They're like, no, actually, that makes no sense.
The fucking guy that they fought was fucking, he's OP as fuck, dude. He's broken. Yeah.
But what else? He's what else are you picking up? What else have you been reading?
So I'm definitely going to fuck up this pronunciation. Ayashimon, Ayashimon. Mm-hmm. While I was getting my ceiling patched, because a little bit of a life update for me is my upstairs neighbors fucking suck and they flooded my apartment for the fourth time now. So but as they finally were here, they got everything upstairs fixed. It shouldn't leak anymore, but we fucking heard that before. as the contractors in here, like actually patching the drywall and getting everything set up, I was just digging around Twitter and a friend of mine, Lexi, that actually, you know, Lexi.
I fucking love Lexi. I miss Lexi.
Absolutely, dude. So she was like, hey, Shimon it's only 7 chapters. Like, I want it now. Like, I just finished it or I just caught up. Mm-hmm. I want more now. And I was like, I'm not doing shit for like the next 30 minutes at least. Like, let me go ahead and pick this up. So essentially,
you read every chapter or are you just still like kind of?
I'm caught up. I read it. It's all 7 chapters. I will say the first chapter is like 60 pages, which is really refreshing for like a starter. And then everything else is around like the 20-30.
Yeah.
You follow an individual named Maru who he breaks the fourth wall as soon as it starts. And he's just like, I just want to be strong like a manga character. I just want to get into fights. and he is like seen going to gyms, going to like Kempo. He gets in like sumo matches and he's just fucking like wiping people like left and right. And he's like, this isn't a challenge. Like, I just want to fucking fight. He ends up meeting Urura. Mm-hmm. I'm going to fuck that up anyway.
It sounds right to me.
And she is essentially is a young Yakuza individual, and she's trying to start her own branch of the Yakuza. She finds him and is like, yo, like, what the fuck is up? Like, you're strong as shit, boy. Like, yeah, like, be in my gang. And so they get into a first altercation. She looks at him and is like, holy shit, you're a human? Like, I'm not human, but you're human? And he freaks the fuck out, and he's like, what do you mean you're not human? And she goes, oh, yeah. All Yakuza are just like fucking demons. They're all different types of Oni. They're all different types of demons. Mm-hmm. And this is like the gang shit that we're on. And so essentially you find yourself in a world where the Yakuza's demons, you follow this one individual who is trying to start her own branch of the Yakuza and to like usurp the throne. And she's going to do that by leveraging the strength of this human. And it's just fucking fight after fight after fight in the first seven chapters.
It's awesome. Fucks, dude. No, that's awesome. It's really that sounds like start, so. In no words of like an anime adaptation anytime or when did this come out? Like,
The chapter I see came out on November 26th.
Oh, so this is still fairly new.
It had one a couple days after. It looks like it's doing updates every like 6 to 7 days.
Yeah.
The last chapter just came out on the 4th, which is today. In fact, I think it is.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, it is
today. So in another couple days, you should have a new chapter. We'll definitely pick it up.
Oh, it's talking about like new stuff. I don't know. I just like totally got sidetracked for a second. Like I said in the last episode too, because I know you picked up something new. And Abe, now you gotta go pick up new shit. Because over here, we're reading new stuff, watching new stuff.
I've been watching. I be the one that watches all the new shit. The
first I know. But I finally, like I said, I'm staying on the track of watching a new anime every new series. I'll watch a couple episodes of it.
Something gonna rewatch all of Bleach too.
I see. We're gonna get into that in a second a little bit more.
It's probably what's gonna happen.
Yeah, it's probably what's gonna happen. Like that's probably gonna be my next like binge anime. Because it's just tough for me to binge something. It's got to be good. You know, I mean, it has to be like a. I feel like it has to be a classic that I've avoided, and I feel like Bleach is like the perfect one for that. But I picked up a new anime. Like I said, I'm going to talk about it every episode, something new to expand the horizon. We've talked about sports animes on the podcast before, and a lot of like we have an episode called Is Sports Anime Taking Over? Check that out. We talked about a bunch of stuff, but I think we did talk about this one, and a lot of those when we were talking about them, I didn't watch them. I read a lot about them, watched some clips, but this one I actually watched. I watched Ace of Diamonds. Really good. Fucking good. And because I have a love for baseball, right? So I was like, okay, cool. Is this going to be like super fucking cheesy, like Prince of Tennis? I don't know if y'all know that one, like where it's like
when beef with Prince of Tennis, bro.
So when they do like serves, it's like this meteorite falling from the fucking sky. No, like, no, this was like the mechanics of baseball were like on point. The humor was right there. Animation was great.
How far did you get?
I got like maybe 4 or 5 episodes in.
I kind of could finish that shit.
Like I said, it was great. I recommend it. Like I said, I love sports in general, but like I said, whenever I watch sports animes, and like I know what's the volleyball anime? I feel like a terrible
Haikyuu.
That's not over the top. And I feel like that's where it sits perfectly. You know what I mean? That's where sports anime needs to sit. But you like say you have Prince of Tennis and there was like the football one I watched a couple months ago or I watched clips of that's like over the fucking top. But when it
was
sits,
that I Shield 21 or
yeah,
was
I Shield yeah, right? that's what it was. God, fuck yeah. It's so no, it,
I saw like a good amount of that.
That's where I draw the line at. Like I can't do it. Like if it's like let me power up to do this. This is like you know. When they start announcing attacks
it's a lot.
But when you have animes, like I said, Ace of Diamonds, like it sat perfectly with the mechanics of baseball. The humor was great, and that was my new anime that I watched this week. And like I said, I'm really enjoying going through my recommendations on Crunchyroll and like finding new shit. It's been cool. So I do love it.
Fucking finally, dude. It finally expanded.
I know. You know, but will I watch Rent a Girlfriend? Fuck no, I'm not going to watch that. Will I watch, you know,
this
actually.
Last chapter. I have
okay, beef this last with chapter.
His fucking last chapter, dude.
So you have beef with Rent a Girlfriend. You have beef with.
I do have beef with Rent a Girlfriend.
I think everybody was yelling internally for this last chapter, bro.
Why? Give us the breakdown of the last chapter of Rent a Girlfriend.
Jay, you fucking would say it better than I would because I'm just going to go off.
So fucking, like, I was behind two chapters, so the last two chapters pissed me the fuck off. Essentially, you find yourself to where, like, Kazuya was going to get his, like, secret, like, fucking told, and they were going to go confront, like, his grandma and be like, yo, we got to tell you that I'm a Rent-A-Girlfriend, and she finally slaps mommy's hand, and she's like, no, I'm not going to fucking do that. Kazuya is my boy, blah, 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 blah. And it then like flips over to Kazuya and he's like, I tried to confess my love. She basically hard nope the fuck out of here. Like, that's it. And so he's like, maybe this is wrong. He's like, maybe like I need to break things off. And he's like, I need to set things right. He's like, I have Ruka. I have a great girlfriend like that I've been with for over a year and a half. Like, I got a good family. My grandma's not getting any younger. Like, she's eventually going to find out or die. So I might as well tell her and get all this shit figured out. So then he bails. He's basically in the pool hanging out with everybody. And they're like, yo, where's your girlfriend at? And he's like, she's fine. Like, she'll get here. Like, she had to take off. She had to do this. And then he, like, they're playing in the pool. And he, like, sinks to the bottom of the pool and starts, like, crying. And then he starts to have, like, mental images of her getting fucked by, like, three different dudes.
Oh, what the fuck?
Literally. This is, like, they're showing shit. Like, they're showing, like, I mean, the nips are, like, censored out, but this is, like, the most graphic, like, that this novel's been.
I knew there was something wrong with it.
It's not, like, at this point, it's not, like, implied, and it's not, like, oh, my God, like, fade to black moments. It's like, no, she's bent over a table, like, hands gripping titties.
I feel like they hadn't set y'all up for that. They didn't like set it, like not set it up, but like you've been, you haven't had like things like that, and they throw that shit on you. It's like, oh,
but the fact that like it's longer than fucking Demon Slayer at this point, and the fact that like we built
is
up
that a good thing or a bad thing? Are they just going to give you more bullshit
thing.
Stories?
It's a bad thing because we're at the point where like Kazuya just feels like he didn't grow up at all.
Yeah.
Yeah,
no development.
He regressed like a shit ton, and I mean, there's been times of him like freaking out that she's like flirting with other dudes, and then that's like as far as it gets. But this is literally like super fucking graphic, and it's like, you know what, man? Like,
you're gonna lose. You're gonna lose me.
I was just like, that's not what I read it. I was like,
yeah.
Basically, it's not what I signed up for.
And I mean, you know, I'm gonna say this: no offense to anybody that like enjoys reading that shit. Yeah. Nobody. But I feel you on that because I always say like, you could throw the most graphic shit in front of my face. I do not give a fuck. But it's gotta make sense, and it might make sense in the story. Like people probably sit here and be like, oh yeah, that makes the most sense in the story.
It was just so fucking
out of left.
It was just over the top and not really needed. I felt like there was a hundred different ways they could have done it better.
And Jay knows how long I've been fucking reading like the manga, like, for how long already, just for it to fucking do this. A lot of people were fucking pissed off with it.
Yeah.
So at the moment and officially, I'm probably still going to read it.
Yeah.
I'll at least give it to the next chapter. I'll see what's up. But as of right now, it's kind of like fuck Rent a Girlfriend vibes.
I've been on that fuck Rent a Girlfriend vibes in 2021, and I will continue that. So here's my problem, right? And I'm going to say this because actually I went to this anime store today, and they were playing Reincarnated as a Slime, right?
Cool.
And
fuck yeah.
So the thing is, I respect it, but I'm in this mindset right now because the guy was like, we're talking, we weren't like talking about a lot, but I was just walking by. He's like, oh, I was like, oh yeah, it's Rent a Slime. I was telling my friend, and he goes, oh, you like that? And I'm like, not gonna lie to you, man. I don't know why I got a beef. Not a beef, but like I have a distaste for isekais right now. I don't know why I can't get into another one. Sword Art, it was perfect. It was like it played right there. There's this one called Knights and Magic I've talked about.
Mid.
There, but like when I see there's a lot of fucking isekais out now, and I'm scrolling through these, and I'm like, I cannot. I read the description, and I'm like, these are probably fucking fire. Rose has talked about Reincarnate of the Slime, but I cannot just
fucking gas, bro.
And I know it probably is, but just when I see Isekai, and I'm like, I just cannot mentally deal with that storyline that's going to come with it. Personally, that's just me. I don't know. That's just me.
That definitely makes sense, man.
Yeah.
As far as like some of the other things that I'm picking up and reading, I'm actually pulling myself back. I'm trying to stay away from as many new animes as I'm seeing. Mm-hmm. And I'm trying to kind of dig deeper into the shit that I missed, because yeah. I feel like that's a really bad thing. So the main manga that I'm reading, it is Berserk. I keep talking about it. It keeps fucking. Yeah. So I'm going to keep talking about it.
And I will. Yeah, I agree with you. Like you, I feel like I agree with you. Like I taking a step back and just like you need to find the things, because yeah. I feel like sometimes you get too consumed with all these new things. Like the animes you're watching, new episodes, new chapters coming out. I'm taking a step back and just trying to find the obscure shit. You know what I mean? Because I hate getting into a group of people and they ask you the most obscure fucking anime. They're like,
and you're just like,
no, but yeah, like? Yes, yeah, they do this. They're like, have you heard of this, this, and that? And you're like, no. And then they look at you and they're like, do you even fucking watch anime? I'm like, I'm sorry, I don't watch your eight episode one season fucking bullshit. Like, I'm sorry, but now I'm gonna go watch all these bullshit ones so I can be at those moments and be like, actually, let's have a fucking 5-hour conversation about it. Fuck you. I'm gonna put you in an uncomfortable position because I know what it's about.
Nope. So just right off the bat, a couple animes that I've been getting into, I've been like regressing slightly, so I'm trying to figure out like where I'm at, and trying to like take a step back. I'm not really taking big steps just yet, but from, I guess, least to like furthest, I started watching 86, which I fucking hate mech animes. So I'm glad
that's a whole nother conversation we can have, but
it's a whole nother conversation. Yeah. But like started looking into 86, Bofuri. I didn't want to get hurt, so I'll max out my defense, which is like a really lighthearted VR anime.
I've seen that.
It's pretty fucking rad so far. I'm almost done with it. And then King's Raid: Successors of the Will, which I've only seen two episodes, but so far it's like fucking intense. It came out like maybe 2 years ago. And then I think that's it, man. There's not really anything else that I'm looking into except for maybe Restaurant to Another World.
I already have my isekai talk.
Technically. That's fair. It still fucks, dude. Like,
yeah, if it fucks, it fucks. You know what I mean?
Is that an isekai of Food Wars?
Kind of. It's down. Pretty much what Food Wars should have been. But again, that's a different conversation, man. But that's what I've been up to. That's like kind of where I'm at.
Yeah, I mean, this is the year. I told myself like for this year, I'm just trying to watch as many things as I fucking can and not get into my One Piece Boruto slump that I've.
Bro,
and,
that's all you do. For
well,
the whole
no,
year.
Okay,
like, how
so
the fuck do you want?
Well, I was watching Black Clover and then they fucking juked us. You know what I mean? Like, and now I don't know when it's gonna come back. You know, we don't.
If it comes back,
Bro. I mean, no. Honestly, we
it's
don't
gonna come back.
Well, like, I think it will. They're like, oh, they need to get the manga sales back up, and we talked about it before. The manga sales need to come back. The creators like, oh, I don't know if I want to keep writing it, you know. And then I feel like when creators start to say that, it's like, oh, they just want to write something else. Let it. And Rose said this perfectly on this one episode. He goes, they just want to write something else. That's going to fail. And then they're going to come back and make this huge comeback. Oh, my God, Black Clover or whatever's coming back. He's like, you know what I mean? It's like, ah.
Is that what happened with Bleach?
That I don't know. I've never looked into that.
Is that what happened with
we fucking mentioned that shit last time, my boy.
What's so new? Like, what's any updates on Bleach? Like, I don't know if you guys have read more into it. Like,
I mean, it's just coming out in November. I personally don't read the manga when it's like shit like
it's
that.
It's coming
long.
Out
like,
November
or something. I wouldn't watch it.
I didn't know it was coming out in November. It's fucking January. Fuck.
November, my guy. November.
You got time.
I got time. Yeah. I thought it was coming out like next month.
No, fuck.
But
no,
you know dude. What is? Next. You know what is coming out this month though, and I am.
Fuck yeah! You mean
I'm,
Sunday?
I'm so.
You mean Sunday?
I mean Sunday from when we're recording this. Yes.
Sunday.
The final season, the second half of the final season of Attack on Titan.
Let's fucking go, dude.
it's gonna be really bittersweet. Attack on Titan has been probably one of my favorite animes like in the past couple like 10 years. You know, like I said, we watch a lot of stuff, we've talked about a lot of stuff. But I will say this: Attack on Titan's probably been one of the best like consistent animes that you're like, I don't have to worry about fillers. I don't worry to worry about, you know, a lot of like things.
And that's
going
how it normally is, unless you watch Boruto. But I mean,
you're 100% right. I did see a TikTok today where it's like, if you have to recommend an anime to anybody, tell them to watch Attack on Titan. You know, like, and if they're not in, you don't want to put them onto something that's funny. You know, you want to just put them onto something that's like, hey, here's the fucking point. Watch this. You know,
like,
I'm excited.
I'm not gonna lie to you. I fucking think Attack on Titan is severely overhyped. Like,
whoa.
Yeah.
I didn't expect y'all to say that.
About it a little bit.
Really quick. So if you guys haven't listened, apparently y'all have. I don't know if we talked about that on episodes where all three of us, but why do you guys think it's overhyped? So you guys aren't excited for this final fucking wrap up.
So I'm excited because it's wrapping up. Like, I've watched it since it came out. I fucking like it. But I just think the fan base is over fucking hyping it. Like, they think, I don't know, like, they want Eren to be this god. Or they think he's going to be this fucking amazing thing at the end. And I'm just like, just watch it. I think it's a safe ending. And I think it's the right ending. I think people just fucking overhyped it.
Agreed. So that's like where I'm at. And I think one of the things I said in one of the podcasts that Abe and I did a little bit further down. So if you're in the app, go ahead and scroll. But one of the things that I said about it is it's a good anime. It's very straightforward. It's not in my top 10. I'm hesitant to put it in my top 20. It's just one of those things, like, it is a very safe ending. It is a very, quote unquote, like, safe anime. Mm-hmm. Reading it as an experience was okay, but it was, like, fucking arduous at the very end because it was literally just, like, word vomit on a page. It was no drawings. It was just words at one point.
Yeah.
Like, you can't even understand, like, what the fuck is happening. And I mean, of course, if you buy the physical, I'm sure it's like scaled up. It's a little bit better. But as far as like mobile and like even on iPad, like it's kind of fucking difficult for me to enjoy it. I think it's a good story. I think that they could have gone way off the fucking deep end with the ending. And it would have been just as good, if not better. But all these people are like, this is my 10 out of 10. This is my number one. Mm. And I'm like, it's good. I enjoyed that I watch it. I will probably at one point in time go back, rewatch it all consecutively, and that would probably be a better experience. But as I am right now, it's just mid, dude. It's like a 6 out of 10 for me.
So this is, I mean, I'm trying to think my words like out correctly. I have not read the manga. I do not know how it ends. And I think I'm gonna I haven't even seen any spoilers about how it's ended or what the So like when I say I like it, because it's like I said, there's no fillers. I think one of the reasons why I really like it is because, like I said, no fillers. The action is great. I like the cultural thing it's done for anime. It's put a lot of people on anime, and you can tell by like when you see things in like Japan. Like all this stuff comes from Japan. If you can see the cultural impact in Japan, then you know that this is probably going to be like a top 10 all-time anime, you know. And personally, myself, this is also a reason why I like Star Wars and I like things like that. I love politics in weird, non-traditional ways. You know what I mean? Like, this is a whole new world with the walls, with the governments, and then they threw a whole nother government at us in the last season. I love those inner, like, then you throw fucking giants in there. You know what I mean? You throw fucking giants, and then you throw different races of people.
I think
that's cool to me. I love that shit.
I think, like, for me, it's not about, like, that. It's more of, like, it's not, like, I don't care if people like that shit about it. I think it's more of, like, the aspect of, I think people that say, this is, like, my number one or my number, my top three right here. Like, this goes right there. Like, I'm just, like, bro, that just kind of makes me feel like you haven't really watched that much anime. Like, that, I don't know. Like, personally, like, it could be your favorite, but.
Well, and like, I will.
It's just overhyped for me, man. I don't know
what Jay said about word vomit. And if you are like, if that is like your, you know what I mean? It can be a lot of words. You know what I mean? Like, it can be a lot of just like what the fuck are they talking about? You know, but if you can get caught onto it, and I feel like I said, I think when people say, oh, it's my top 10 or whatever, they're strictly going off animation. They're strictly going off the fucking, yeah. You know, when's Aaron going to turn into this Titan? Oh, they did, you know, when Armin fucking destroyed the entire fucking port when he went into the Colossal, that was beautifully fucking animated. That was hype.
It bangs.
But it's like, if you're just watching it just for the animation, yeah, I get why you could do that, you know? So I'm excited for it, you know, I'm excited for it to fucking wrap up. And it's another anime to add to my, you know, my wake up on Sunday mornings, fucking drink coffee. Whereas the One Piece is finally coming back, but One Piece, Boruto, and then I can add Attack on Titan onto there.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah. Yo, boys, we're going to be wrapping it up for our first episode of 2022.
Fucking 2022.
Like I said, we're going to try and hit it hard, you know, going into 2022. We'll try to do two to three episodes a week. You guys, boys, going to get back on Twitch anytime soon. We need to I want to see y'all game a little bit. What's the plan with that?
We got to come back, bro. It's past the holidays. Yeah. I think I'm coming back tomorrow, my guy.
Like, oh, you might be back on Twitch tomorrow.
Yeah, I will be on Twitch tomorrow.
What games would we be playing? Like, what have y'all been playing personally? Like, not even on Twitch.
Don't fucking say Valorant, dude.
Nah, dude.
I can see it on your face. He's like,
my fucking hand has been fucked up lately. So like, I haven't been able to really play Valorant. So I've been playing the fucking Tetris. Other game. Fucking, I've been playing League of Legends, but I've been playing Teamfight Tactics, like off of League of Legends.
League of Legends, dude.
So like, I've been fucking playing shit that I don't have to use my left hand as much because it's fucked right now. Like, I have to go see a doctor for it, but.
God damn.
Play the fucking best game ever, dude. Phoenix Wright, Ace of Motherfucking Attorney, dude.
That's the one.
On gotta DS. Go for it, dude. That's the one.
That's the one. And,
probably saying, man, I am not going to be doing any drinkathons, at least for the month of January.
Sober.
For sober January,
sober
dude.
January.
It's been a time. So I'll probably get into
Valorant.
Some Ace Attorney. I'll get into some Stardew Valley, probably some Rust. And then if I really fucking hate myself, I'll probably buy Cuphead on PC because it's been kicking my ass on PlayStation. It's been stealing my fucking lunch money on PlayStation. So
we'll save the lunch money. Like I said,
we gotta get you on there, bro.
In every episode, it's gonna happen.
God damn it.
It is 2022, my guys. I want everybody to go out there. I want everyone to enjoy it. Chase your dreams. I hope you do all your resolutions that you planned. I hope that you connect with your friends. You watch, like I said, we're watching all these new animes. I'm turning the boys off really quick. I hope you guys enjoy your new animes. Go out there and watch some random fucking shit. Go out there and see some animes that you've never heard of. When you're in the bar with a random person and they're like, have you seen this bullshit anime? You're like, fuck yeah, I have. I've seen it all. I've seen every episode you can ever talk about. Let's talk about it. Go out there, explore new things. Keep listening to the Anime Boys podcast because we're going to continue to go. I'm excited for 2022. There's going to be a lot of good shit coming out. We love you all. I'm sorry, I had to cut you off because it's going to happen every fucking episode.
Fuck you.
Sorry. It's happened every episode.
Fuck you.
But like I said, you guys are awesome. You know, we're getting back on TikTok a little bit. We're fucking posting more. Like I said, YouTube's coming. I'm still writing a manga. I'm hopefully going to get it done in 2022. I keep saying it, but it's gonna fucking happen. So we will see y'all next week.
Later.
Or y'all boys might get on. We might, like I said, we're recording a lot of content. So we'll see y'all next time when we see y'all.